Here we go, natural disaster season, unlike any we have faced before. You know we are talking a busy hurricane season, unpredictable disasters, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and yes, fire. So let's talk about how to prepare for these emergencies and, of course, bringing the COVID-19 pandemic into the conversation. Let's talk with you, director of the William Averett Anderson Fund for Hazard Mitigation Education and Research. Of course, former American Red Cross senior legal advisor and more. You know what you're talking about, Monica Sanders. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, that was a mouthful. Thank you for bearing with that.
Well, well-deserved mouthful, as you certainly do believe in preparing for disasters, I trust. Here we go. Goodness gracious. Follow up. How has the COVID-19 pandemic impacted the response to natural disasters, Monica?
Look, as with everything else, we have to do a little bit more because we're in the middle of a pandemic specific to disasters. You know, our frontline workers were already, you know, responding to the pandemic. Now they're doing all of these different events that you listed out in your intro. And also with respect to sheltering and how we evacuate, because we need to observe social distancing, there's less space for people. So everyone really has to plan ahead to make sure you know where you're going and that the protocols are being observed, because now you have to stay safe in the pandemic as we've been doing for the past 6 months, but also make sure that you're being safe for, you know, I know where you guys are, there's a lot of flooding, being safe because of the event. So you always say plan early, plan ahead, and then plan some more.
Yes, obviously here with our time to get the highlights on how to create not only a disaster preparedness kit, but how to create an evacuation plan. So let's start with the kit. Are there items I actually need for a physical kit?
Yes, and first things first, because we're in a pandemic, you want to have the hand sanitizer, the mask, and you want to have some bleach to make disinfecting fluid in case you need to. Always extra those things because you're going to need it, whether it's your shelter-in-place kit or your evacuation kit. And then you want to make sure that the car is full of gas, you've got cash on hand. Other things that go into that kit, I break them into three groups. I say you need the things to feed and hydrate yourself. So you want to have, you know, about 2 to 3 days' worth of non-perishable food and water. Things like granola bars, MREs, tuna salad kits, those kind of things. A gallon of water for each person for each day, if you can, or you can also just put water in things that you have at home, like those Yetis and clean canteens that perhaps you were using for other things. You can just put clean water in there. The things to keep yourself clean, so extra toiletries. I just go and raid the travel bin at CVS and get travel-sized toiletries and put them in my go kit to make sure in case you're in a shelter or hotel where those things aren't available, you have them. And then now, again, because of COVID, the thing to keep the area around you clean. So again, having that disinfecting fluid to clean surfaces, whether you're in a shelter, a hotel, or someone else's house, extra masks, extra hand sanitizer, those kinds of things. That's what goes in the kit.
That is the world in which we live. Tell me a highlight or two how to prepare for an evacuation.
Now is a time where you want to evacuate with the people you've been sheltering with. So if you've been observing COVID-19 protocols with your family, that's who you're going to evacuate with. If you have a social bubble, people have been doing the same things that you've been doing, you want to evacuate with them. And we always say disinfect, disinfect, disinfect. Don't exclude the car that you're going to be traveling in from that, especially if you haven't been in it a while and you don't know what's going on or you don't know the car. So with people you know, make sure the car is clean. Make sure you plan your route. Again, flooding, wildfire, some of these unpredictable events. Make sure you have a good sense of where you're going to go.
Talking all things, well, preparing for disasters. You just don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. And, of course, getting the answers with Monica Sanders, director of the William Averett Anderson Fund for Hazard Mitigation Education and Research. Tell me more about handling post-evacuation cleanup.
You know, that's always a tough one because it's difficult to know what you're going to walk into. So that's where, you know, paying attention to local radio, understanding what actually has happened in your neighborhood if you've evacuated, and then come back with your cleaning supplies and have them on the ready because you don't know if you're going to have just dirt, mud, you know, fire retardant, or just things left over from where, you know, the event happened in your house and you're going to need to clean. or if you're going to have things like possibly mold and mildew, where you're going to need to both clean and disinfect. So have your cleaning, your mild disinfectant solution going so that you can go in and do those things. And I would say always make sure you wear gloves and long sleeves to protect your skin from whatever may be in the house, wildfires if it's good. Sometimes if you have dirt and other things in the house, you're not exactly sure what it is. So make sure that you protect your skin and that you have your solution ready to go to clear whatever may be in the house.
Wonderful. Of course, always, as you mentioned, have that cell phone charged. Goodness gracious, how we depend upon that. Monica, in general, how do we find out more information?
So you can go to Clorox.com. You know, I said disinfectant a lot of times, so make sure you actually know how to do it. There's lots of tips on there. And also ready.gov, okay, to see what's going on nationally, and there'll be links to what's going on in your area.
All right, to prepare appropriately. Thank you for your tips, Monica Sanders. Enjoy your day.